Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, does she have a doppelganger? Or is something more going on?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us, if you would, please. You can call them in and leave a message at 855-853-4802 or just write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you can do that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going?
You know, I totally love doppelgangers.
I know. This is an interesting story, too, because it reminds me of the doppelganger I had, just real life doppelganger. And everybody would always be like, Carol.
I've had one, too, that was real life. And mine happened when I was maybe 13 or 14. And there was somebody that lived in McCook, Nebraska, that people were always saying I looked like, and I think at times thought it was me. Now, with that said, you and I look enough alike that sometimes I go places, or it used to be my hair's gone white, you know, and so it isn't that now. But it used to be people would be, they would see me in the store and they'd be kind of like, is that Carol Hughes? And then I'd get a little closer. No.
But oh, my God. When your kids were little, they would be like, Kathy, how's it going? And I just got to where I'd go, we're good. Yeah. I'm like, whatever. But I had a doppelganger in college, and random people were always stopping me. It went on a couple years, and they would always, I can't remember her name, but they were always stopping me and talking to me like I was her. And I'm like, I'm just telling you, I'm not her. It's not. And they're like, no, it is. You know, we have this class together. And I never did. I don't think I ever did see her. But this one is a little bit more interesting than that, because it almost makes me wonder, is it a doppelganger, or is it some kind of paranormal sort of thing going
on? Mimicking.
Yeah.
A spirit mimicking something.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you'll find out the twist here. It says, I've been listening to Close for a year now, but this is my first time writing in. I've never really believed in the paranormal before all of this happened, but it's strange and has at least made me more open to the idea. Regardless, I find these things very interesting, which led me to your show. Anyway, this all started about 4 years ago. For a few months, multiple people have told me I have a doppelganger. My dad had just got a new job and told me there was a girl who worked there who looked exactly like me. He had never spoken with her, but he would see her around the campus. He works for a company with a lot of buildings, so he probably hasn't run into half the people he works with, let alone know their names or job titles. A friend told me she almost went up to someone she saw at the mall because she thought it was me, but realized it couldn't have been because I was at work. After hearing a few of these stories, I obviously became very curious. I'm not really unique looking in any way, but I've never seen anyone I thought looked that similar. After a few months of people telling me about the sightings, I was at a bar. I don't typically go to clubs. I prefer to sit and have a beer, but I was out for a friend's birthday, so there I was. It was packed. People were everywhere, but across the room, someone caught my eye. I saw a girl about my height with blonde hair halfway down her back, a flannel shirt, and a purse strapped around her. Almost the exact same thing I was wearing, only different colors. She didn't turn around before I could look at her face, and I had already had a few, so I brushed it off. A few months later, I was at a music festival. I had about an hour's break before the next band I wanted to see played, so I left my group and went to find some food. That day, I was wearing a pair of jeans, combat boots, a crew neck, and had a flannel shirt tied around my waist. I saw her again, even though I was 8 hours from my hometown. She was wearing the same style outfit I was, only different colors and brands. This is not an uncommon outfit at a festival, but this time I saw her face, and though she was quite far from me, it looked exactly like me. She was wearing glasses similar to mine and everything. And I need to mention, I part my hair very far to the side. My part starts right where my eyebrow ends, so it's noticeable. Her hair was parted the same, just the opposite side. It was almost as if it was a mirror image of me. I was too far away to catch up to her. I don't think I would have done it even if I could have. I noticed her two or three more times after that, always in a busy place. The last time I saw her was last summer. I was wearing shorts, a t-shirt, a fanny pack, because I was at an amusement park. The line for the coaster split into two sides, so there were people waiting directly across from me. I went to the park with four other friends, and of course it was my turn to get into the single rider lane, and I saw her. She was across from me and to the left with a group of girls. She was wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and a fanny pack. This time, though, I did notice a key difference. I have quite a few tattoos. I have a half sleeve visible when I'm wearing a t-shirt and have about a quarter of my left leg done. Her skin was bare, but other than that, it was like looking in a mirror. She is always too far away to get to in time, and I'm always by myself when I see her, so I can't quickly grab a friend to see if they can see her too. She's never acknowledged me, and I don't get any type of vibe from her, just feeling curious and slightly nervous because it's so weird. It could be a coincidence, and it just feels like something more. Have you ever heard of something like this? Anytime I'm out in a busy place, I now keep my phone in my hand in hopes of snapping a picture, but I haven't seen her in almost a year. Any thoughts are welcome. Thanks for listening, Danny.
I'm wondering if this is a family member.
I have to tell you, it doesn't feel paranormal at all to me.
It doesn't to me either.
And I don't think it's coincidental. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think she has a doppelganger for sure. And that girl that was my doppelganger in college, obviously same with her, because I was stopped so many times. And I'm not talking like once or twice. I'm talking in the 20s to 30s to 40s. Like it was a lot of times over a couple of years. And people would be, you know, I'd be walking. I remember one day I'm walking out of one building and I kept hearing her name and I kind of turned around because I'm like, finally, I can see her. And then I realized they're coming after me. And I'm like, ah, dang, who is this person?
Well, and the fact that she's at these events that are very similar to what Danny goes to me just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, yeah, why wouldn't you go to a music festival? Sure, you go to a carnival or amusement park or the mall or whatever. I mean, those things all make sense to me. She's at a bar, the girl's at the bar, you know. I'm with you. I don't feel it's paranormal, but I think there is something there. I think she might be related to somebody.
Interesting. I do love doppelganger stories because there was one once where I was at my gym years ago, and I was in college at that time, and this woman walked in, just looked like our sister Cheryl. I'm like, I did this double take. Mm-hmm. It creeped me out. She looks so much like Cheryl.
Well, and you had a friend who was a radio listener when you were on the air and looked just like our brother.
Oh my God. So much like our brother. And we even, because I used to do a cruise every year at the radio station. So for 10 years, I took a couple hundred people on a cruise with me. And so one year, Gary and him both went and they met each other and it kind of creeped them both out.
And I mean, so it could be, and you know, I'm an art history teacher and I would always do, one of my favorite things to do is do art history doppelgangers. So I would find a portrait of a painting of somebody. And then I would say, look, it looks like, you know, Brandon Fraser. Or whoever, some random movie star, I'd go, look, it looks just like so-and-so. And it's funny because, like, even through history, you can go, oh, my gosh, it really, mm-hmm. they really look alike. Like, that's somebody from the Renaissance and somebody from today. And it just, like, looks like they're wearing Renaissance clothes.
But, man, you know? That one with our brother. He does look like.
There are people that are just out there that look a lot like us, you know. So
I don't think it's paranormal, but I do think it's interesting, especially the way they dress alike. Okay, so here's our next story.
Hi, I called in before regarding my mom. She is a retired nurse and was sharing some of her stories with us at a retirement party that we had for her a few months back. And I wanted to share a story that one of her colleagues, who's actually one of her best friends, shared with us. So we are from a pretty small town in southern Illinois, and it's a pretty tight-knit community, so I'm not even going to say the name of the town. But my mom's best friend, who also did nursing with her, her family owned the funeral home, one of the funeral homes that was in town. So when she was in high school and in nursing school, she actually used to help her dad do the makeup. So her dad would do the embalming and prepare the body, but she would actually help do the makeup of these deceased people. And this happened in the late 70s, mid 70s, I think. I called in before about an accident, and there was a girl that was coming into the hospital to see my mom, but my mom thinks she saw her spirit. But there were a lot of car accidents involving teenagers and young people in the 70s, and it could have been maybe cars were faster, teenagers were just more wild and alcohol and all that. But my mom's friend was making up a teenage girl that was killed in a car wreck, no relation to the one that my mom saw in the hospital or walking toward the hospital. And what happened was I think the father or the mother ended up passing away a couple of days after the daughter had died. So I don't know if it was from stress or what happened. But my mom's friend knew this girl and was helping prepare her so that she looked stylish for the time. And one of her trademark looks was she would wear nail polish, like this iridescent pearl color nail polish. I think that was real. It was like a frosty color. It was real popular then. And so my mom's friend was delegated the job of doing the nail polish, and she had just finished and was about to head off to go do something else. and she heard a man's voice say, "That looks really, really pretty." And she turned and looked. There was nobody there. And so she thinks maybe it was the parent that had passed away a couple days after this girl's death occurred. So I thought that was pretty creepy, and I knew you guys would love that and enjoy that. And keep up the good work. We really love your show over here. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That would be so creepy to hear a man's voice.
I have a feeling it was probably the dad, and he was probably standing there.
Don't you think?
Watching.
Yeah.
I think so.
Where
and
else
he,
would he be?
And he was, you know, happy that she looked nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know. I couldn't imagine. I think that would be a really difficult thing to do, and hats off to the people who do it. Our dad was a mortician at one point in his life, and I just can't imagine doing that. But also, you know, it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like down to the nails, you know, you want to get it right.
Yeah.
And she's right. That was super popular back in the day.
Yeah, the Frosty. I remember that too. And there were a lot of accidents with teenagers back in the 70s
because
they didn't have the drinking driving laws like we do now. And there were always, like, I remember it just seemed like every graduation night somebody would die. And so they finally started doing these prom nights and graduation nights to keep the kids safe.
Well, and you didn't have to wear a seatbelt.
Right.
That wasn't a thing. Nobody wore seatbelts back then.
Yeah, and thank God for Uber and things like that these days.
But back then, you didn't have that. And yeah. Oh, I just, I don't know. That was very special. Because you know that's what she heard.
I think so, too.
Okay, one more story. This one is interesting because it's so familiar. We've heard this similar stories all the time. I worked as a psychiatric technician at our local hospital in central Missouri. Since starting my job there, I've been told by many healthcare professionals, physicians, nurses, etc., that the unit, along with the entire hospital, was haunted. See, we've heard that so many times.
Yeah.
Haunted hospitals and haunted nursing homes. What was now the locked-down psychiatric ward was once the surgical and intensive care unit in the 60s and 70s, where many people died over the years. As a psych tech, one of my graveyard shift duties was to make frequent rounds to check on the mostly sleeping psychiatric patients and ensure that they are all accounted for and safe. When not physically seeing them in person, many rooms were monitored on CCTV cameras, which could not be recorded, but were merely live streamed. The cameras were wired directly to the TVs with no recording devices whatsoever. During my rounds on one of these nights, I realized one hall was vacant. There were no patients in these rooms at the time, so they were unoccupied, darkened, and locked. I came back to the nurse's station desk and asked a nurse why a patient was awake brushing her hair in the middle of the night. I replied to the nurse that I had checked all of the rooms and there was no one awake. The nurse pointed to the TV behind the desk, and I could barely believe my eyes. In one of the darkened rooms, illuminated only by a parking lot light, sat a thin, elderly woman on the edge of the bed, slowly combing out her long, light-colored hair. Knowing this room was unoccupied and that psych patients sometimes wandered to places they were not supposed to be, the nurse and I rushed to the room, the only door... whose only door was visible from the desk, and unlocked it. The room was empty. The light was off. The bed was made. There was no woman. Shocked and confused, we exited, locked the room back up, and went back behind the desk. The TV monitor then showed the room was empty, just as we had found it. We called security, who checked the entire unit. Such a woman did not exist as a patient and was not located in the lockdown unit. I still work at the hospital, and I'm told that security has a collection of several tapes from the recorded units that display countless unexplained phenomena and apparitions throughout this hospital. I've been a lifelong skeptic, but events such as the one I personally encountered on this unit, I cannot to this day explain. That's from James. I think that's so interesting that James is like, I'm a lifelong skeptic, despite the fact that he's had an experience like that.
Well, I'm not sure he is now, the way he worded that. I think, you know, he's at least open to things now. He's seen some things, and now he's like, up till this point, I just, you know, didn't believe this, all this hocusy pocusy stuff. And now this is unexplainable.
And it is.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Which is so, and we've heard so many stories like this.
And a witness, not just, you know, one person, but actually, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't believe James if it just happened he was the only person that saw it. I would believe him anyway. But when you actually have validation from a second person who backed you up and you both went running in there to find this woman who wasn't there.
What a specific thing to see her doing. She's sitting on the bed combing her hair, brushing her hair out.
It's such a haunted thing to do in such a classic haunted way.
It's just so creepy. Because it'd be one thing to go, oh, there's somebody in the room, run down there. But no, she's brushing her hair.
Yeah, no, that is a ghost story.
That is definitely a ghost story. And the fact that they have recorded some of these in various places in the hospital, and they have countless unexplained phenomena and apparitions.
I will bet you there's a woman brushing her hair on a tape. If you would go back and watch them,
I would love to see some of those. But you know, these days, like sometimes, you know, my friend Emily's always sending me these videos that she finds on Instagram or TikTok, and she's like, "What about this?" And I'm like, "It could be faked." Like now anymore, I'm like, half of the stuff I see, I'm like, fake.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're there and you're seeing that stuff,
and you're the one who's taping and recording and doing all this stuff,
absolutely.
You know where it came from.
So many haunted hospitals.
So many.
So many. So if you have a ghost story like that, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You could also write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you get the advanced episodes and access to the massive archive. Then you can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You can go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.